fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Victoria Chan. Now, Vic, you have a really interesting business called Sip and Paint, and you teach people to drink and paint, or you teach them to paint while drinking. What's the actual line that you use?
Hi, thank you for the invitation. So it's both of them. Mm-hmm. So you can come to have fun with a glass of wine and learn something new, or you can even be an artist and come and develop your skills with a glass of wine.
And you do painting and terrariums and embroidery and all sorts of crafts.
Yes.
It's a really cute space, actually. I've been a couple of times. I quite like it. But your accent is going to tell us you're not from Malta.
No. Far, far away from here.
So where are you actually from?
I'm from Panama.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But your surname, if you don't mind me intruding here, is Chan.
Yes.
Doesn't sound very Panamanian.
No. So I'm half Chinese. My dad is from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And that's why this surname. Mm-hmm. And my mom is a bit of everything, but a bit of Spanish. So my second surname actually is Ponte. Mm-hmm. And our language in Panama is Spanish. That's why it's my perfect English.
Excellent. Okay. So I'm just going to apologize to everybody, especially Spanish people, because your song list is pretty much Spanish songs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you introduce them as we come to them, because I don't want to offend anybody. And I know my Maltese is bad enough that when I say something, people laugh. So you're going to be talking about the songs themselves, even though the first one is French. But I'm going to let you do all of the introductions. But your first song, Premiere, where or what memory does that evoke for you?
So I come from a very, from the farm sites of Panama. Mm-hmm. And it really reminds me of my childhood.
Okay.
And I used to play the piano. And it's like this nostalgic song, but it reminds me like to wake up in the nature with a bit of, actually like the weather of today is a bit rainy day. Mm-hmm. So it was like those childhood memories, with a nice, like, classic music at the end, with a nice breakfast and mom talking and dad talking. So I really like it.
So did you speak Spanish at home as well, or did you speak Chinese as well?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Yes. So with mom, Spanish, and with my dad, Chinese Cantonese.
Ah. That's quite an interesting mix. Anyway, in general, in the world, you must be... Is the Hong Kong community big in Panama as well, or it's...
The Hong Kong is not that big, but Chinese community is huge.
Oh, okay, okay. So you're sort of... There, you're
Yeah.
Quite normal, so to speak. I didn't want to make you feel like unusual, but, you know.
It's quite unusual, actually, that meaning that my dad with a different culture comes and speaks and keeps the language, which is not an easy language at all. So, yeah, it's not that common if you're a mix, from a mixed family.
So good for you for speaking both and English. And how's your Maltese?
Ftit Malti.
There you go. So, see, I shouldn't laugh because mine is worse. So we're going to listen to Premier first, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Thank you.
the next song on here, The Beatles, Let It Be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, the Beatles is something you listened to as a child as well?
Yes.
Or?
So The Beatles reminds me of my mom.
Okay.
Somehow there was this CD by then, CDs. She really likes these, The Beatles, and I can't remember the other names of others, but I just put one of The Beatles. And it really reminds me of my childhood again. Like seeing the dogs around. It's like memories that I really think about it and I just go back immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And Let It Be, the words anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you have a saying that you have, I think, on your Instagram or whatever, like live.
The best day of our lives is today.
There you go. So yeah. It's a kind of a mantra back from Let It Be, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, too.
So we're going to chill down a bit and listen to Let It Be by The Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Let it be.
Completely over to you. I couldn't even find it because thank you for sending me it in Cantonese.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what this song is, how long it is, anything. So can you tell me a bit about Sam Hui and what is this song called?
So my dad, this is because of my dad, since he's Chinese, is called it Tim Choi Pak Chi, which it means something as if it start talking about the different types of person, but you will hear it now. It's very funny. It's like very, very dun 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 tan tan tan. Mm-hmm. But my dad always used to put this on the car. And my brothers and me always make fun that this guy is like his top rock star ever. So every time that we hear this guy, he's like, we remind about my dad.
Uh-huh.
And somehow he tried to teach me different Chinese songs, which I can't remember most of them, but this one I can remember most of the letter of it,
uh-huh.
Even though that by then I didn't even understand what I was thinking about.
Okay.
So it's like, that's why, but I really like it.
But it makes you smile and it's a happy song in general, yeah. So if we actually start to learn it ourselves, we're not going to be
no.
singing anything sad or anything.
No, no, no.
So tell us again, this is Sam Hui.
Sam Hui, what Tim Choi Pak Chi.
It's never dull. Never a dull moment here on Musical Memories. This week I have Victoria Chan joining me. She's half Panamanian and half Chinese, so some of the song choices you'll think you might have tuned into a different station, but actually I think it's quite cool to be listening to international music. It's a bit like, you know, the BBC, and they have a program on a Sunday morning, so I feel like we're there. We're kind of there. So the next one, I can sort of say this, Jesus Adrian Romero.
Jesus,
there you go. So I can't say it. Jesus.
The other one.
Adrián Romero.
Perfect.
Aver te vi.
Ayer te vi.
Oh, What's this song about and what does it mean to you?
Actually, it's a Christian song.
Mm-hmm.
But how he explained it is in the way that you see like this Christianity in your daily life.
Okay.
So in some point, he points that he sees, like, let's say in this case, Jesus. Actually, his name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. In the eyes of a homeless, in someone that's sick, in,
okay,
you know? So how you help those people and how you see it in your daily life. So I don't know. I don't know why, but I love it. It just reminds me, like, how we should be good.
Yes, just be humble and
yep,
nice people.
Yeah.
Nice. Does it tell you as well to sing along to all the music that you hear and to giggle all the time? Because you do.
I love it.
Both of those a lot.
I believe that I'm a singer. In
yes,
the car, I am one.
Just in the car, so no one else apart from your dog can hear you.
In my house.
Okay.
And everywhere. Actually, I don't mind.
You don't mind. No. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
But that's it, you know. Maybe this is your hidden talent and we'll... Maybe there's a sip and sing.
Yeah. Do you need a singer? I can go, Mom.
Let me talk to the boss. Let me talk to the boss. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to...
Jesús Adrián Romero, Ayer Te Vi.
Thank you.
Ayer te vi. Fue más claro que la luna. En mí no quedaron dudas. Fue una clara aparición. Me ha saltado el corazón. Cuando te vi. Ayer te vi. Después de buscarte tanto, antes de salir el sol y pedirte que me dejes ver tu rostro en oración. Ayer te vi en un niño de la calle, sin un lugar para dormir. Te vi en sus manos extendidas, pidiendo pan para vivir. Te vi en sus ojos suplicantes y en su sonrisa titubeante. Ayer te vi en un cuarto de hospital, en soledad te vi llorar. Te vi en el rostro atribulado de un enfermo desahuciado, sin esperanza de vivir. Cansado de tanto sufrir, ayer te vi, fue más claro que la luna, en mí no quedaron dudas, fue una clara aparición, me ha saltado el corazón cuando te vi, ayer te vi. Después de buscarte tanto, antes de salir el sol y pedirte que me dejes ver tu rostro en oración. Ayer te vi en un niño de la calle, sin un lugar para dormir. Te vi en sus manos extendidas, pidiendo pan para vivir. Te vi en sus ojos suplicantes y en su sonrisa titubeante. Ayer te vi un cuarto de hospital, en soledad te vi llorar. Te vi en el rostro atribulado de un enfermo desahuciado, sin esperanza de vivir. Cansado de tanto sufrir, ayer te vi, te disfrazas y te escondes de mi vista, pero ayer te vi.
Okay, I can say the next one. Yay! This is Coldplay.
Yeah.
Something just like this.
Yes.
quite upbeat as well. Quite like this one, yeah?
Yeah, it's very new.
Yeah. What does that mean to you, and why Coldplay?
Coldplay is one of my favourite ones, actually.
Because of the lead singer, or just because I fancy him? But no?
I love everything. Everything is so lovely. Mm. I just love it. I dream to go one of their concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And the song, I was like, I really like it when I heard it. And I was in the Camino of Santiago, like, almost 4 years ago, hearing this song, and I met this guy, which is Maltese.
Uh-huh.
And he's the love of my life. Aww. And that's why I'm here. And he told me, we were walking, so we met, and he told me, oh, do you like this song? And the letter is just as I was feeling in the moment,
mm-hmm.
and in the precise moment, and I just remember, like, the moment that we did the play in the field, in this green field. And I just love it. It's just like what I really wanted. So it reminds me, mm-hmm. this song.
And that's where yeah. you were when you met him.
Yeah.
That song. And obviously he likes the song as well.
Yes.
So
you have to.
And is this something you play often now at home?
Yeah. We have it in the Spotify of both of us.
Ah. Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, very romantic.
Yeah.
So this is Coldplay's Something Just Like This.
Yes.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Something just like this. Testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls the suit before he lives. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
We're going straight back into Spanish now. I'm not even going to try to say that.
Jarabe de palo, la flaca. Okay. The thin one is meaning.
Okay.
The thin one.
Is it like a mean song?
It's a very nice song.
Okay.
Actually, he just passed away. Oh. He was my favorite singer ever.
Mm.
He died just from cancer, I think 1-2 months ago. And the song, if you hear it, they have this nice, like, Spanish, like, rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about this teen lady who have this crazy life, but it's so nice how he sings it, you know? Yeah. It's very good. You will hear it now.
And
I
is it the sort of thing that you'd want to get up and dance to? Or,
yeah.
Yeah? And it's something that reminds you of a particular moment, or you just love this artist?
I love him, and it reminds me every of my fun and crazy moments. I just play it. Like, it really fills me up, this song. Uh-huh. I just love it.
Is it the sort of song you could also play if you're a little bit sad?
I think so, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it will make you want to dance, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shake it. Yeah. But the thin one, not sure about that, you know.
Flaca. It's a lady who drinks a lot of beers and she never gets fat.
Oh, I hate her. Okay, well, we're going to have a listen to this because I'm going to see if it fills me up.
Okay.
Too.
En la vida conocí, pero igual a la flaca, por al negro de La Habana, tremendísima mulata, en libras de piel y hueso, 40 kilos de salsa, y en la cara dos soles que sin palabras hablan, que sin palabras hablan. La flaca duerme de día, dice que así el hambre engaña, y cuando cae la noche baja a bailar a la tasca, y bailar y bailar y tomar y tomar una cerveza tras otra, pero ella nunca engorda, pero ella nunca engorda. Por un beso de la flaca daría lo que fuera, por un beso de ella, aunque solo uno fuera. Por un beso de la flaca daría lo que fuera, por un beso. Solo uno fuera. Mojé mis sábanas blancas, como dice la canción, recordando las caricias que me brindó el primer día, y enloquezco de ganas de dormir a su ladito, porque Dios que está flaca a mí me tiene. Thank you.
And next on here, we have Bacilos. Bacilos.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning Italian. Everything's different. Okay. So over to you. What's that again?
Tabacco e Chanel.
Okay.
Tabacco is tobacco. No? Uh-huh. And Chanel, the perfume.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So he talks about the woman too. They talk about the woman and, mm-hmm. and how she have this particular smell, like mm-hmm. that he likes to see her when she wakes up, and how he just loves her in the way that she is.
Mm-hmm.
So she's this, you know, independent woman who have this Chanel smell, but at the same time you feel like the tobacco and the coffee smell on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me too. A lot of this on my...
Well, that's what it's about, you know. Yeah.
I really love it. And my mom too loves this song, so you will see her always singing it. I don't know. I love it. It reminds me of my mom too.
Yeah. Did you get a bit homesick because Panama is quite far away?
Not much.
No.
This week I think a bit, but most of the time no.
You're okay.
Yeah.
But is it like, is Malta similar to Panama, or is there nothing the same, just you have similar weather?
Ooh, neither the weather.
No?
No.
What's the weather like in Panama? I have
it's
no
hot.
Idea. Ah, yes, hot, hot.
365 feet.
Oh, thank goodness we don't have the same weather.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, we like a bit of winter.
Yeah.
Well, I do. But what's Panama like then? Because obviously Malta has a different connotation of Panama. All we can think about is the Panama Papers and the Panama Canal, hopefully.
Yeah.
But what is it actually like itself?
So it's full of happy and nice people and a lovely weather. It's tropical. Mm-hmm. We have two seas. And so you have a lot of plenty of sandy beaches mm-hmm. with a lot of green, lots of green.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very nice country to live.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like the sand, a lot of green, actually.
Yeah, I love it.
Ah.
But
do you get to go home often or?
Not really.
No?
No.
Does your folks come here? Do they come to visit you?
Yes. Mm. Every now and then.
Okay.
Not this year, but last year they were here.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully one of my brothers is moving to Malta too.
Ah, fantastic. I convinced
him. Yeah.
We're going to be overrun.
Yeah.
No, as long as he brings some more giggles with him, he's very, very welcome. You can tell him
Thank
from
you.
Us.
Thank
so
you.
Now we're going to listen to, what was that?
Bacilos, Tabaco y Chanel.
There you go.
Chanel me recuerda el olor de su piel, una mezcla de miel y café me recuerda el sabor de sus besos, el color del final de la noche me pregunta dónde fui a parar, dónde estás. Y esto solo se vive una vez. ¿Dónde fuiste a parar? ¿Dónde estás? Un olor a tabaco y Chanel y una mezcla de miel y café. Me preguntan por ella. Me preguntan por ella. Me reclaman que vuelva por ella, ay que vuelva por ella, ay que vuelva por ella. Una rosa que no floreció, pero que el tiempo no la marchita. Una flor prometida, un amor que no fue, pero que sigue viva. Y otra vez, color del final de la noche. Me pregunta dónde fui a parar, que esto solo se vive una vez. ¿Dónde fuiste a parar? ¿Dónde estás? Chanel y una mezcla de miel y café. Me preguntan por ella, me preguntan por ella, me preguntan. fueron las mismas estrellas que un día marcaron mis manos y apartaron la flor, esa flor de mi vida, de mi vida. Un olor a tabaco y Chanel y una mezcla de miel y café. Me preguntan por ella, me preguntan por ella, me preguntan también las estrellas, me reclaman que vuelva por ella. Ay, que vuelva por ella, ay, que vuelva.
Now, Señor Loop.
Yes, that's Panamanian.
Ah.
Fully Panamanian.
Okay.
Love it.
Love it.
Just love it. Yeah. Lo que hay is meaning what there is like mm-hmm. the moment that we have. And it's very nostalgic. You will hear now how it starts. I think all of my of my songs that I like, it have a lot, a nice background, like the music is very rich.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them have a nice, how do you say?
Orchestral
yeah.
sort of feeling,
yeah.
okay.
And him reminds me, this is a nostalgic moment, but at the same time it's like what you have in the present, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He had cancer too. He survived, thank God. And he could be one of my favorite Panamanian singers.
Okay. Is the music scene rich there, or do they get a lot of other Spanish and American and whatever? What's the general music?
Our general music... Do you know all that boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
no,
uh-huh.
from nowadays? That's from Panama.
Okay.
And that's mainly what you will hear in these streets,
uh-huh.
which Maltese people loves it uh-huh. for my impression, but I didn't know that you will like so much the reggaeton and all that thing. This one, in the other hand, Señor Loop is more peaceful, like uh-huh. tones and relaxed.
Okay, it's quite a long song, actually, so... We're going to listen to the whole of this one just to really immerse ourselves in the feeling.
It's true, it's long.
Ah, there we go.
y cuando tenga tu candela, lo que me hace quien soy, si estoy creyendo.
Romeo y Julieta.
Yeah.
Is this Panamanian as well?
No.
Or is it Spanish?
This is Arabe de Palo, the same one of the teen one.
Uh-huh.
And
is it all romantic songs with you? Is it all lovely loveliness and, you know,
so,
life lessons?
Most of them, yeah. Uh-huh. I think all of them.
Uh-huh.
He talks about Romeo and Julieta and how we think that this real love it is.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like that. It's like a guy who met a girl in a bar and they start discussing like what he can give her. So the reality is not this perfect world, you know. And he said, well, I can give you this crazy love that will tell you the things as they are, or blah, blah, blah. And reminds me when I used to work in an office and I didn't mind because I think that I am a singer. So I used to put my earphones and started like really shouting this song. Like, I just love it. And it's funny in, if you could know Spanish, you will enjoy it more. But this is this way that you fantasize this love, but it's not the reality.
Ah. I think most people do that anyway.
Yeah.
We need to be Spanish, but yeah, a lot of people think it should be something, and the reality is, you know, you're happy if somebody makes you a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know, let's it out. You know, the rest of it really is a bonus kind of thing. But this is so quite a happy, upbeat song again.
Jarabe de Palo, Romeo y Julieta.
Yeah, there we go.
Hacía calor en el bar, no recuerdo cuándo fue. Estaba sentado en la barra y ahí me la encontré. Llevaba un cartel pegado en la frente. Se busca perrito caliente que me quiera ciegamente. Perfume de caro, vestía de Gaultier. Llevaba 10 días llorando y apenas sin comer. Contaba que el amor la estaba matando. Decía que un hombre no sabía tratar a una mujer. Si buscas un chico para siempre, que ni beba ni fume ni le guste la música estridente, que solo piense en ti, que muera por tu amor. Digo que Romeo y Julieta no eran de este planeta.
The last one on your list, it seems to have gone very quickly, but we're probably dancing to a Spanish beat here.
I'm singing it in my mind to think what did I feel with it.
Ah. What do you think? So this is...
Morat is Spanish too.
Okay.
Spanish, and it's called ¿Cómo te atreves? How you dare?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like singing to an ex that she wants... She wants to come back, and he's like... Like to revive all the bad moments, you know, but in the way that he's singing, he's in this passionate way, you know. And it reminds me when I was studying in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
So it was like everybody singing at the same time. So I think all of us have this ex that you don't want back. And
exactly. I got a few.
So everybody really singing in this passionate way. And it's lovely. I love it.
So this one's a little bit angry, but it still makes you laugh.
It's all of them. Yeah, it makes you feel happy again. That smile will come for sure.
And I think when you have an ex, an ex is an ex for a reason.
Yeah.
So if they've gone, at least you know whether they left you or you left them, there was a reason. You can't have both have been.
Yeah.
One of you can't have been happy if the other one was that unhappy, eh?
Exactly.
You sometimes just need to open your eyes a bit to what's really going on around you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's strange. So this last one is.
¿Cómo te atreves a volver? Is called it.
I'm going to listen to this one proper. Because I think this is going to be quite a fun one to be able to sing when you in the streets, in the park. Anyway, it's been an absolute blast speaking to you. That's Vic Chan from Sip and Paint talking to me this week on Musical Memories. Thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Hoy me pregunto qué será de ti. Te tuve cerca y ahora estás tan lejos. Pero prohibirme recordar lo nuestro es imposible, es imposible. No me perdono, sé que te perdí. Pero expiraron los remordimientos. Fui dictador y el no dejarte ir debe haber sido mi primer decreto. 4 años sin mirarte. Tres postales, un bolero. 2 meses y me olvidaste y ni siquiera me pensaste. Un 29 de febrero andan diciendo por la calle que solo le eres fiel al viento, el mismo que nunca hizo falta para levantar tu falda cada día de por medio. ¿Cómo te atreves a volver? Si te vas a ir, tantas mentiras que al final no veo. Nunca fui bueno para distinguir, al fin y al cabo siempre me las creo. 4 vidas me juraste, 3 te odio y 1 te quiero. 2 consejos para darte, prefiero ser un cobarde que olvidarte de primero.
Diciendo por la calle,
que solo le eres fiel al viento,
que solo le eres fiel al viento,
el mismo que nunca hizo falta para levantar tu falda cada día de por medio.
¿Cómo te atreves a volver?
Yo me acostumbré a perder, mi corazón funciona sin latir.
¡No! ¿Cómo te atreves a volver?
¿Cómo te atreves a volver?
Y a tus cenizas convertir en fuego. Hoy mis mentiras veo caer, que no es verdad que te olvidé. ¿Cómo te atreves a volver? ¿Cómo te atreves a volver? ¿Cómo te atreves a volver?
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.